thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, inspiring viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us. For Astro and Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponders, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Astro at 19.2 degrees east, transponder 1068, frequency 11778, polarization vertical, symbol rate 27500. FEC 3 over 4. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 92, frequency 12558, polarization vertical, symbol rate 27500, FEC 3 over 4. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellites. We will cease to air on the old Astro and Hotbird transponders starting September 1st, 2011. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponders. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Astro and Hotbird transponders at your earliest convenience. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, that. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. And Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhad Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhad Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines,
in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Kalibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations World Food Programme pledges $45 million in food aid to Yemen. In Econews, an Indian nationwide association of commerce and industry advocates the inauguration of 5 organic villages. In community news, an American teenager donates his $40,000 college scholarship to his classmates. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 27th, is Moldova's Independence Day, commemorating its sovereignty gained in 1991. Among the several protected areas in this Eastern European country is the gorgeous Codri Nature Reserve, which is home to a variety of amazing animals and more than 1,000 species of plants. The Pădurea Dumesca is Moldova's largest nature reserve. It is called Heron's Land by local people because of the numerous numbers of these beautiful birds who build their nests in the trees. Noted individuals of Moldova include outstanding writer Mr. Ion Juta, distinguished opera singer Miss Maria Bisu, and prominent painter Mr. Mihai Petric. May the fine residents of Moldova have a celebratory Independence Day.
Flying news. Hurricane Irene causes damage as it continues to strengthen. As the hurricane lashed the Dominican Republic's north coast as a Category 2 storm on Tuesday, August 23rd, local media reported at least 3 fatalities, with several others who were missing. Nearly 38,000 people had been evacuated to safety as over 2,000 homes were destroyed, with 85 communities that were isolated as mud and water submerged roads. The storm also caused damage in the island nation Turks and Caicos, where roofs were completely blown away and floodwaters reached a meter deep in many places. Meanwhile, on Tuesday evening, US President Barack Obama issued an emergency disaster declaration for Puerto Rico, which had been first hit by the storm, enabling federal aid to the 78 affected municipalities and 100,000 islanders left without services such as water.
On Wednesday, Hurricane Irene intensified to a Category 3 storm as it whipped through the southeast Bahamas, where Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham on Thursday reported isolated damage, but so far no deaths or injuries. With the storm expected to directly impact areas of the U.S. East Coast, from North Carolina to New England, officials urged for the evacuation of hundreds of thousands of residents in North Carolina, Virginia, New York, and New Jersey as precautionary states of emergency were declared.
When the storm began in the Caribbean, Supreme Master Qinghai had expressed all her love and prayers, as she asked that our nearby association members please check with regional officials to see if aid is required, and to go if possible to assist the most vulnerable. She also said that urgent financial aid is available.
Our appreciation, officials and personnel in all affected nations, for your efforts to ensure everyone's safety. Wishing all the storm-affected people a smooth return to the regularity of daily life, as we pray that such potential catastrophes are minimized as we more kindly care for the environment.
Flooding in Assam causes massive displacement. At least 9 people were swept away by swollen rivers this past week in India's northeast state, with 3 who lost their lives after being struck by lightning. With the Central Water Commission warning on Wednesday, August 24th, that the Brahmaputra River and her tributaries were flowing above the danger mark in at least 8 places, flash flooding throughout the region has forced an estimated 900,000 people to flee their homes. Many of the affected have sought safety on raised platforms, railway tracks, and inside government buildings, with some areas that have been completely isolated as transportation routes were cut off. Some areas have been hit with a second round of flooding, such as the Maji district, where the overflowing Jadal and Gai rivers on Thursday inundated dozens of villages that were already struggling to recover from being submerged on August 15th. The Maji District Disaster Management Authority stated that the roads as well as railway sections have been breached. In addition, forest guards in the state's Kaziranga National Park reported that the high water has forced animals out of the sanctuary as they ran for safety. Assam Chief Minister Tarun Gogoi assured that evacuation centers had been established in some areas and that other measures were being implemented to address the needs of the flood victims.
Conveying her heartfelt sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please go if possible to comfort the most vulnerable, saying that funds of $15,000 for urgent necessities are available. This amount could obtain $209,000 in emergency items if bought in the United States, based on India's cost of living. We are thankful for the officials' actions in easing the plight of the flood affected, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving aid.
With sadness for the toll on both human and animals' lives, may such turbulent events be eased through our gentle stewardship of the planet.
African Union meets to raise funds for drought crisis at a special conference held on Thursday, August 25th. As the first fundraising summit of its kind, African governments pledged $351 million to the Horn of Africa. Held in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa, the summit hoped to meaningfully contribute to the current $1.1 billion shortfall in funds needed to aid millions facing starvation.
Among the leaders present were African Union Chair Teodoro Obiang Nguema, Ethiopian Prime Minister Meles Zenawi, Djiboutian President Ismail Omar Geller, and Somali President Sharif Sheikh Ahmed. Of the $352 million donation announced, $300 million was from the African Development Bank, with another $46 million in cash pledges from various countries. Upon first hearing of the hunger crisis in July, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $100,000 each to save the children, Oxfam and the Red Cross, for a total of $300,000 in emergency aid to the Horn of Africa, sending a message that she was doing so with love and gratitude for these noble organizations' compassionate works.
Our appreciation, African Union, African Development Bank, and contributing nations, for your thoughtful and generous aid, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her selfless support. We pray for the comfort and protection of the East African people, and that all of humanity may soon flourish in balance and plenty through our more caring lifestyles as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
again. To the field I go this morning. Standing tall, I greet the river and mountain. With my young innocent babes in the pond we swim and bathe. Skipping along right behind Mama, young feathers with newly tinged hues, round eyes like tiny beans. Oh, my babies, how adorable you are. For the corn and grains, we're grateful to humans. Every day, happy and carefree, fresh clear water and shady trees, so green the grass in the gentle breeze. Blue sky, wispy clouds, flowing streams, life is like a fairy dream. Thank you, Lord Creator, for these days of peace and safety. Then came an unexpected calamity. A net was suddenly cast upon me, a flash of a shiny blade, a scream muffled in splattering blood. My babies are left behind. Mama's heart is torn and shattered. Please love my children for me. Don't kill them. My precious babies.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 515. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Master Ching Hai reveals safe locations for leaders' headquarters. In an urgent announcement made on Wednesday, August 24th, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the world's peace-seeking leaders and concerned fellow citizens to inform them of alternative places to locate their headquarters to avoid areas that are negatively influenced by the world's invisible roads and sub-portals leading to the lower worlds and hell. Such sites, often constructed historically in association with war, form a web of negativity that has been contributing over time to conflicts and other troubles in human society, particularly by gripping individuals and groups in power.
There are alternative ways to win people's hearts and to make peace on the planet. I hope to contribute to peace by reporting to you some of the incredible information that has been revealed to me through the grace of heaven, and that I had time to collect them through very intense concentration. It costs you nothing to write down and think about it, okay? It might cost a little bit more to build a new palace or a new office, but it will cost more if we have war, and we can't afford to keep having war.
Supreme Master Ching Hai shared this urgent, unprecedented information freely at the cost of her physical and spiritual welfare in hopes that leaders may quickly move away from these dangerous locations at this critical time for our planet. Providing detailed explanations and visual graphs, she described specific locations where leaders can move their headquarters that will be more conducive to the righteousness, clarity, and benevolence that they deserve to more easily sow the seeds of world peace.
So, for the safety and happiness of all people, including yourself and your loved ones, for the continuous survival and flourishing of our planet, our precious world, I would implore all your mighty heroes to sacrifice two things. First, forego the innocent flesh of the animals. Be vegan. Second, move your palace or headquarters to the above auspicious best locations. I sincerely wish you all the best. And in the name of billions co-inhabitants on this planet, I thank you again. And may God bless our world.
Our deep gratefulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai for courageously sacrificing her precious time, energy, and comfort to offer this important information. We pray that the world's leaders may swiftly use this knowledge to be freed of hindrances so that they may light the way to a harmonious planet of security and contentment.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full rebroadcast of this live video conference at a later date on Words of Wisdom with multi-language subtitles.
Save Our Planet. Bhutan's Prime Minister, Jigme Tinle, conveys his nation's concern about the effects of climate change, saying that fluctuating water supplies from the Himalayas are now threatening power generation, with workers who also risk their safety as they attempt to relieve pressure from high-altitude lakes formed by glacial melt.
Save Our Planet. As the highest temperatures in half a century are recorded in cities across the Balkans, overheated people collapse in the streets of the Serbian capital, Belgrade, during the week of August 22, 2011, while wildfires ignited in areas of Montenegro, Bosnia and Albania.
Hi, I'm Molly the Moose. I enjoy a diet of nutritious plant-based foods. Today, I'd like to share a tip about protecting small animal friends when doing any sanding jobs in your home. It's best to keep your fun companions a distance from the area you are working in. This will prevent them from accidentally ingesting any small particles. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, the United Nations World Food Programme pledges $45 million in food aid to Yemen. The contribution of a bag of flour and 5 kilograms of vegetable oil will be given to each of more than 180,000 families in need in 8 Yemeni governorates. The distribution will be handled by the nation's Ministry of Education, Nutritional Department of Schools. Our earnest gratitude, World Food Programme, for your devoted care. May your very important assistance help many gentle-hearted Yemenis greet brighter tomorrows.
An Eco News, an Indian nationwide association, advocates the inauguration of 5 organic villages. The Associated Chambers of Commerce and Industry of India, ASSOCHAM, which has 300 chambers and trade associations as members, is preparing a report outlining plans for the launch of the villages in 5 districts of the state of Andhra Pradesh. Mr. D.S. Rawat, Secretary General of ASSOCHAM, stated, "Farmers producing organically are likely to increase yield significantly. Besides, they could get an increase of 250% in income after 3 years. Bravo, Mr. D.S. Rawat and the Associated Chambers of Commerce and Industry of India, for your earth-loving proposal. We look forward to seeing organic towns and villages flourishing throughout your blessed land." Coming up on Noteworthy News, a caring teenager donates his college scholarship to help his fellow students. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. Please stay tuned for more spectacular news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, soothing news for a relaxing world. In community news, a teenager donates his $40,000 college scholarship to his classmates. Alan Gui, an 18-year-old student who graduated from Compton High School in Los Angeles, California, USA, won the funds as first prize for a free throw scholarship competition held at the school. Alan later was given a full basketball scholarship to California State University, Northridge. Although he was allowed to keep both scholarships, Alan very generously decided to give the $40,000 to the other 7 individuals who participated in the free throw contest. Our hats off to you, Alan Gui, for your kind heart and altruistic action. We wish you the very best of success in your education and future.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Mongolian entitled Thoughts.
Наха бодож гин.
Хөөе, надтай амьдрэх хүмүүс намайг хоолоод, хайрлаад, тухтад улаан байраар хангаад, эрхлүүлээд, намайг тун сайн харж хандах юм. Тэд юу н бурхан байхаа.
Муур бодож гин.
Хөөе, надтай амьдрэх хүмүүс намайг хоолоод, хайрлаад, тухтад улаан байраар хангаад, зүгээр жаргаж байна дөө. Намайг тун сайн харж хандах юм. Би ер нь бурхан байхаа.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, I feel deepest gratitude in my heart for you, and I wish you the best at every moment. I hold you in high reverence. With love, Virag from Budapest, Hungary.
Hi Virag, it's great to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Loving Virag, thank you so much for your heartfelt message. May happiness and luck come your way and all the beautiful souls of Hungary be forever blessed by divine grace. My love is with you. Qinghai.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area, so please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your days be filled with heavenly jubilation.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The European Union approves a donation of 110 million euros to Tunisia for programs to support the nation's political and economic stabilization, as well as employment opportunities and enhanced social conditions for the less fortunate.
As part of the nation's annual commemoration of the holy Muslim holiday, the Night of Forgiveness, Turkmen President Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov signs a decree to free prisoners who sincerely repent their wrongdoings, saying that it is issued in the spirit of mercy, humanity and justice.
India's Health Ministry announces the opening of 19 hospital-based tobacco cessation centres, with plans to double the number across 21 states, as well as provide training for doctors in an effort to assist citizens nationwide in freeing themselves of the harmful habit.
For its thoughtful and life-saving initiatives, Supreme Master Qinghai is honouring India's Health Ministry with the Shining World Leadership Award.
The National Customs Department of Olac, or Vietnam, reports that exports to African nations, especially of staple items such as rice, more than doubled in the first half of 2011 compared to 2010, indicating the enhanced relations between their countries.
A donation from US-based humanitarian aid organization AmeriCares of more than 15,000 containers of soy-based infant formula, Isomil, to clinics and hospitals in Palestine's Gaza Strip provides the special nutrients found in breast milk, offering life-saving care for lactose-intolerant infants.
After leading the first Singaporean women's team up Mount Everest 2 years ago, Miss Jane Lee becomes the first Southeast Asian woman to climb the highest summits on each of the seven continents.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.